We're in the studio this morning with the Defenders of Freedom Air and Space Show. Got a couple of folks in from the air show, Captain Anna Gald and Major Hunter Horst. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Can't wait for the show. I'm actually going to be out there working it myself, hanging out with Dave at Continental Sound. So I'm a big air show fan. I know the struggles you're going through, you two. Hunter, you're the director.
Correct.
All right. And Anna, you're in charge of grounds.
Yes.
Now, I know. Think grounds. Like, you're not picking up gum. No, that's not what you do. So explain a little bit about what your role is in the air show.
Yeah, so it's quite a feat with everything that goes on to put an air show together. But basically my job, I'm in charge of a lot of the exhibitors, vendors, a lot of our volunteer teams, security, medical, things that reside in those fields. But a lot of stuff, a lot of people it takes to put on an air show.
Yeah, sure
thankful
does.
We have those volunteers.
What do we got coming in for statics this year?
Coming in for statics this year, we've got the C-5, a KC-10 for military side. We also have a KC-135 that'll be in there. I'm securing some other things still that are getting confirmations coming in, but also have a C-1A. We'll have an AC-47 on the civilian side. P-51
will
also
nice.
Be on the ground, too, from local. Cool thing about the P-51 is there will also be a Mustang car that is painted in the same paint scheme as the P-51, so they'll be parked right beside each other, so that'll be pretty cool to see out on the ramp.
Talk about statics. Let's move into performers. We've got a couple of jets coming into
town. Yep, so the exciting thing coming in is we've got the F-22 demo. That's our big headliner this year. We'll also have the F-35 coming in. The F-35 will do a heritage flight, and they also got approved recently to do a short demo as well. So we'll have an F-35 demo that's going on, which is pretty cool.
Excellent. Is that with the P-51?
It'll actually be with a P-38 is what they'll do the heritage flight with. So
okay.
It'll be the F-22, F-35, and the P-38 doing a heritage flight. So it'll be really cool to see.
When is that?
That'll be right at the end of the show.
I'm geeking out
Saturday
here.
And Sunday. You'll see it right towards the end.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's a pretty cool thing for people that don't know much about air shows or flying to see 70 years of air power, air superiority, spanning in just one passover. So it'll be pretty neat.
Well, especially when a P-38, is probably going full out and you've got the brakes on the
yes.
the newer generation jets.
Yeah, and the also cool thing about us having the P-38 coming in is the P-38 actually has lineage back in the 55th Wing from, not here at Offutt itself,
yeah.
but the 55th Wing itself actually flew the P-38 at one point.
All right. So, Anna, let's get into like gates and all that stuff when the show opens.
Yes, definitely. So the show will be August 11th and 12th at Offutt Air Force Base. The event is free to the public. The gates to the installation will open at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the gates to the ramp will open at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And if we're looking for food and things like that, that's all out there too, right?
Oh, sure. There will be plenty of food vendors out there, as well as water, soda, beer. That'll all be out there for sale. People can bring in transparent water bottles, items like that, but everything else, you can get it there.
Hunter, when it comes to seating, what are you looking at? You encourage people to bring their own seating, standing room, upgraded tents, things like that?
So we have a lot of seating room. We had VIP tickets that were on sale. Those all sold out pretty quickly. So,
of course they did.
When you hear about future air shows, you can look for those VIP tickets. But for this show, you can bring your own lawn chair in. For that, we don't have any other seating on the ramp itself, but standing room, and you can bring a lawn chair.
Parking.
So there's several parking lots on base itself that people, anyone from the public, as long as you get there early, you can park there. But there are also several bus stops. We have 5 bus stops throughout the community that you can find those at our website, offutairshow.com. Also, we have an application on your phone, Android or iOS, you can get to, as well as our Facebook page. So people can stay tuned for updates on that, whether parking will be filled at certain times throughout the show.
And as always, we remind people they want to stay hydrated, and sunscreen's a big thing, too, that folks forget about. Any other things you suggest when they pack?
So definitely sunscreen, transparent water bottles, everything. Just an important note, it's not only an event, but a military installation that they're accessing. So there are prohibited items. Full list can be found on those websites, offutairshow.com and our Facebook page. But prohibited items, just things like weapons, coolers, backpacks, are not allowed on the ramp.
Yeah. Pets. Don't bring your pets.
No.
Yeah.
Yes,
they wouldn't be allowed anyway, but don't even think about it. And it's always a lot of fun because it's a great family event, isn't it?
Oh, yes. There should be something for everyone. We actually have a kids zone this year with inflatables. Face painting is also there on the ramp, as well as a STEM zone that we're bringing in for science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
Well, I know you're paying. I know you guys are busy, so we won't keep you. But thanks for coming in and talking about the show.
Awesome. Problem.
Thank you.